In my particular life, one way he has helped me, one way he has kept me on the path of righteousness is he has given me suffering. He's giving me crosses that I cannot control, that I cannot remove myself. And while those are terrible things and I don't really want them, and I don't necessarily have to have them, I mean, our Lord could remove them at any time. What that suffering does for me is it cures me of looking at my own navel. I don't want to look at my own navel when I'm burdened like that because I will despair. I can't save myself. I can't give myself children. I can't cure my husband from cancer. I can't keep any human being alive. Only God can do that. And so in my pride and my self-awareness, God's staff in keeping me in his fold, in keeping me with him from straying too far from him, he has used the diagnosis of my husband's cancer to draw me back to him. Because is there any greater cause to call out to the Lord than when your loved one is ill? And so I'm never going to call cancer a good thing. It's a terrible thing. But I do believe that our Lord works all things for our good. And in this particular case, I know he's working cancer for good in my life and in the life of my husband because it's a daily reminder to turn to the Lord, the one who truly saves, the one who truly gives breath, every breath we have. And cancer is a reason for me to stay close to home, shall we call it, which to me means running to church to hear the preaching of his word and to take his holy supper for the strengthening of my faith and for the strengthening of the faith of my family. This suffering returns me to the good shepherd.